Hey, everybody. Yes, welcome back to the Paid Search Podcast. My name is Jason Rothman. As always, I'm joined by the great Chris Schaefer. Chris, smart man told me the other day, all you need in life is a wife you love and one good friend. And Chris, you're an amazing friend. So it's good to be with you. I've got a great life because of you. That's all I need. It's all I need is you and my wife. So that thanks was, for being
okay,
here.
You slipped that back in. Okay. that was funny. That was good. I like that.
No, truly. I've been thinking about you a lot this week. Last week, I was in a horrible mood. I was dealing with comments on the internet for some other stuff I do. And even though I knew they were bots in some cases or just recently created accounts, it's still tough. And getting back on here in a camera on the internet was triggering, and I was in a foul mood last week. And I want to apologize to you because I want people to like me, I guess, because I apologized to you off the air a week ago.
That's
but
true.
I'm going to do it again on the air so everyone else knows I'm a good guy. So Chris, do you accept my apology?
Absolutely, Jason.
Okay,
I'd already forgotten about it, Jason, and I agree. Jason gets a bad rap because he's very forward and, you know, very, very aggressive at times. But the audience should know that Jason is like that when he knows what he's talking about. And he's aggressive because he's in a territory that he is comfortable in. You know, you're walking on his turf here. So, you know, if we were talking about fixing cars, I do whatever I need to do
for this show. Sometimes I play dumb, you know that, and yeah, I get a bad rap for it. But it's not really about that. Sometimes I get a bad rap because I'm a jerk. And last week I was just in a foul mood and a jerk. And so again, I'm so sorry, but I'm so excited. But that's one thing I love about the show, by the way. We've been doing it since 2014. It is what it is, Chris. It's just real. People have good weeks. People have bad weeks. Good lives. They have absolutely horrible years, which... You had a horrible year, then I had a horrible year, back to back. And now we're on the same page with good times. And,
2020 was rough for me. 2021 was rough for you, and happy 2022. It's been a good
2022
year.
2022 and beyond. I'm so happy. Things are getting better. But Chris, no, really, I've been looking forward to this since last week because I want to redeem myself, but also because of the topic we're going to be talking about. I could not tell you any more sincerely, and I mean this. I could not be more excited about Performance Max and the results I'm seeing and the potential that this thing has with Google Ads and tying Google Ads together across the Google Ads ecosystem. So I'm very excited, and I've been looking forward to dig into this. So forward that I've jumped the gun here, and we need to back it up. Let's just tell everyone we are on YouTube. YouTube is growing a lot, and so we thank everyone for being there. And we're here on audio as well. So I just want to share that. And Chris, we'll be talking about Performance Max. But before we do that, we backed it up just for you. And why don't you tell everyone about Opteo?
Yeah, Opteo, if you haven't heard, is the number one Google Ads software for a person that would be listening to a Google Ads podcast. If you are listening to this podcast, if you hear my voice now, you are going to benefit from a software like this. This software is designed to give you the push to explore, try new things, to get the data, the metrics, the optimization that you need in your Google Ads that you may not realize that you're missing. There are certain quality score indicators that you may not be aware of. There may be ad copy that's holding you back. There may be negative keywords or keywords that should be turned off in your account that you're not aware of. This can make a massive difference in your account. And Opteo figured out how to deliver this stressful information in a non-stressful way. Click the button, look at the metrics, make the decision, move on to the next one. An amazing prioritized-based system based on the impact that it will make into your account. If you want to try this glorious software for free, you can go to opteo.com/PSP. You can get 2 months of this action-packed software that will make a difference in your account and your clients' accounts, guaranteed. Opteo.com/PSP.
So, Chris, what is going on with Performance Max campaigns in Google Ads? It feels like they were kind of introduced a while ago at this point, but that, at least for me, all of a sudden in the last month, I started using them more and more, and I think they've added more and more features. So I'm hearing more and more about them. What's kind of been your experience with Performance Max so far?
So first of all, I'll say that, Jason, people are still people. And what amazes me is that this very powerful tool is still done wrong, which is amazing to me. I look at accounts, you know, I do a lot of audits and consulting and training. And so I see a lot of these Performance Max, and I look, and we're going to get into some of the details, but the amount of magic that sometimes happens with these accounts, the amount of the simplicity of it does not mean that you don't need to listen to the details that we're going to talk about, because there's still a lot of ways to mess it up and get it wrong. Because I look at these accounts and I see this person didn't even look at the most basic standards of, you know, what you need to put in, you know, the amount of little bit of effort that you need to put in to build this compared to what you need to do, you know, for everything else in Google Ads. They didn't put that in. So I want to say that up front, that it's still important that you get this right and that you understand the details and what it is and what it's not. Now, as far as what it is for me, I've had, I have mixed feelings. You know, we're several months in of using Performance Max for my clients, and I have never seen a Performance Max not perform.
That's a strong, Chris.
Yeah.
That's a strong statement.
Yeah.
Like, that is an impressive statement, because we all know smart campaigns, discover campaigns, like there's been a lot of different kind mm-hmm. of like automated-ish campaigns or campaign types they've rolled out in recent years. And I think it's fair to say, when we looked at those, you and I, and we compared those to our skill set in creating campaigns from scratch, they just didn't seem to be attractive compared to what we knew we could do creating things ourselves, because many times they didn't perform.
Yeah.
But for you to say that the new version of all that automated campaign work that they've done, which they basically rolled into Performance Max now, for you to say you've never not seen one perform at least good, or at least have potential from there, that's a really strong statement. Yeah. And I think that's what I've been seeing as well. I just want to point that out. That says it all.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why I put a period at the end of it, because in reality, I have yet to see one not perform well. The other side of the coin is that at times it seems a bit too fueled on reoccurring, returning brand, you know, whatever you want to label it. Okay. It might be a mix of those. Sometimes I'm concerned about how much of that is the returning traffic and the brand traffic and remarketing and stuff like that.
Let me just throw this out there. We're not going to be talking about this specific setting today, but there is a setting they recently rolled out where you can choose to target only new customers mm-hmm. and train it to do that. So the nice thing about Performance Max is they seem to be listening. They seem to be watching the users, kind of learning what people like and what they need. And I really like Performance Max. And one thing I like about it compared to the old version of automated stuff is they rolled it out early, I feel like, and they rolled it out raw, and we're kind of using it. And just like you said, you're worried about existing customers versus new. And now there's ways they've added on where we can not target, or we can optimize for new customers. So they're constantly rolling out more options and more data with Performance Max as well, which is really helping. So that can probably alleviate that concern.
Yeah. And rumors of negative keywords coming for it at some point in the future, which is pretty cool. I would be much more enthusiastic with some ability to do some blocking of certain types of traffic. I think that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. So I guess we're in the same boat, which is we're both seeing a lot of potential with it. And we're both very intrigued by it, and we're both seeing the contrast of our own reaction to it versus previous versions of automated campaigns. And before we move on to defining it and getting into the details here, let's just take a minute. And whoever created this at Google or at Alphabet, they need some stock options. Whoever created the name Performance Max, because one thing I try to do in life, Chris, in business, is to just be absolutely undeniable and to be so good that people just have to want to work with me and be my podcast partner, even though I have some foul moods every now and then, and they come back next week, and they're still here because I'm undeniable.
I'm married, and I appreciate you, Chris. I'm used to the ups and downs, Jason. You know, just like any other woman out there.
Yeah, well, I think in my household, it's she'd probably say the opposite. And you know what marriage is really all about, and that's basically what 10% of the show is for anyone that's new. Is it's 90%. Well. No way the other 90% is only Google ads, but
yeah.
It's a huge percentage Google ads. Maybe that should be the tagline of our show now. Paid Search Podcast, a mostly huge percentage talked about, mostly Google ads. But definitely 10% of the show is allocated to how to survive, how to have a good marriage, how to have a thriving marriage. Wow. And I think what it is, Chris, it's all about like sometimes you're having a rough time, sometimes she's having a rough time. It's all about matching that energy. And, and being accepting, and I think there's something we said about that in the vows to always
at be the there. End of the show. I don't want to say it now. At the end of the show, stick around, guys, because I'll tell you a story of exactly that balancing of the energy that happened today with my wife.
Today,
okay. I will tell you.
I saw her before the show. She looked to be in doing okay.
So. Great mood. Yeah, you saw her. Yeah. Great.
She was
mood.
Joking around with you. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you how the day started and how it's going.
Well, whoever created this at Google, I can guarantee you if they're married, they're going to have an amazing marriage because they're a genius and they'll figure out anything because this name is undeniable, Chris. This name is so good.
Very alluring.
This name, when they first rolled out Performance Max, I think a lot of us were like, all right, another smart thing or whatever. And the name, it's almost like the name carried it to success because it was freaking just like Max Conversions is. And if that's the same person, not only do they need stock options, they just need to be on the board of the company. Because that is amazing branding, Performance Max, but that's truly what it is. So with that said, Chris, let's get into what is Performance Max? What are Performance Max campaigns in Google Ads? Let's get into defining it.
Yeah. So, Jason, as I described with you before we started, I really want to answer these questions and talk about this thing in a way that you won't get anywhere else. I want to get into just the raw, like what it is. So right away, the way I want to define Google Ads, as opposed to other ways that you hear it is a goal-based campaign type. Okay. The reason it's important that I define it that way rather than all the other lingo I can use is you can set up a search campaign, a display campaign, a YouTube campaign, and just let it run and it will spend money without any kind of accountability on anything. You know,
if you don't give it that accountability,
it can have absolutely no determined goal or purpose and just go, you know,
if you don't give it one.
Yeah. Right. You know, so it's kind of like, you know, just give millennials $100 and they'll just spend it until it's gone. The no purpose, you know, just keep going until it's gone. It's just, you know, it's wasted. With Performance Max, what makes it so different and why it's often exciting to me is because it does have a purpose and you define that purpose from the beginning. And it seems like it really try and keep its target on that in a way that I've never really seen in deep Google Ads automation like this.
Well, you say the word deep. I think they have a aspect of their business called Deep Mind, where they're working on machine learning and artificial intelligence and turning the corner. That's the phrase I've been using for the past month here on the podcast. Something happened to Google where all that stuff we hear about, like Deep Mind and all that technology became effective for day-to-day use or something like that. Like something happened where all this stuff we hear about, the product is improving is the point. And the machines are improving. And so I like what you're saying. It's really good you said that, Chris. From the start here, you have to think about this as what it is, and what it is a goal-based campaign. And that's they force you to do that with the bidding, like return on spend bidding or max conversion bidding. They force you to do it. And that's
in contrast, you say, well, Chris, everything's goal-based in Google Ads. No, think about, Jason, if I set up a max conversions or a target CPA campaign, does it always maximize convert? Does it guarantee conversions? Does it always hit that CPA goal?
I would say prior to a month ago, a lot less often than it does now with turning the corner.
Okay.
But the thing is with those, with regular search campaigns, regular display, there's so many ways for you to go wrong where you like basically those other campaigns, yes, you may have the same goal of the most conversions for a target, but there's so many ways for you to mess yourself up. Mm. And with Performance Max, it's like you're dialed in. So it's goal-based. The other thing that I think about here, Chris, with Performance Max is that it takes the power that we know from search and like how effective Google Ads can be, but then it rolls it out to all the Google properties, all the Alphabet properties. So YouTube, Maps, Gmail, Display Network, Partner Network, I'm sure. It rolls out your goal and your targeting to where all where these people are everywhere that is a Google asset.
Entire Google Ads inventory. That's what they refer to it.
You could always do it. You could always set up a YouTube campaign. You could always set up a display separately. Campaign.
Yeah.
But that's not so easy.
And that's perfect to go there, Jason, because what this does is that it decides how much spend goes on each and how much the bid. Yeah, based on performance. So we don't know what percentage it's amping up different inventory pieces.
At least today. Maybe they'll add that in the future.
And we don't know that. So it's making that decision. So if you can piecemeal something like this together, the part that you're missing is you can't see the inner workings of, you know, how much you should put here, how much you should put here. Each of them have separate bids. Here, it's all done for you.
And then they put this line in here specifically for Chris Schaefer to calm him down when he heard how strong the Performance Max title was. And he got a little nervous.
Yeah.
It's designed to complement your keyword-based search campaigns. That's not the old, now we're old, and the old school guys who like manual bids and search campaigns. That's not us hoping that this has a role next to search and it's not here to replace search. Mm-hmm. That's Google telling us. So why don't you read directly their words here, Chris?
Yeah. So when you look up what a Google Ads Performance Max campaign is, it says right in the help document, it's designed to complement your keyword-based search campaigns.
Keyword-based. And I know you like that one.
Yeah, because they're not saying, the fact that they didn't say search campaigns, because there's a lot of different ways that you can do search campaigns, you know, but it says keyword-based search campaigns. There's only one kind of keyword-based search campaign, and that's the kind that you and I talk about 99% of the time.
And you can take from our cold, dead hands.
Yeah.
We will never give up keyword-based we've seen them work.
That's where manual bids exist. That's where negative keywords do their magic, where you can add exact match, broad match. You can do what you need to get the traffic that you want. That is still in the driver's seat. You can think of Performance Max, you know, as a complement to main driver.
The way I'm thinking about it, Chris, is that you can get in front of those same people when they're on other properties besides just search. And you can get in front of not only those same people, but people that the system knows are like those people, even if they haven't done those same searches yet. So not only do you get, and this is one thing it says, where it says it helps, basically there's something where, and I've seen this with my own results, it helps you get more conversions. And that's why it's to complement a search campaign, because you can run a great search campaign, but if you see a big fat zero in the impression share limited by budget column, there's no way to grow. There's no way to grow. And so this allows you to get in front of that same quality of traffic, those same quality of potential leads and sales for you, when they're on other places inside of the Google Ads ad inventory or ecosystem, Gmail, Maps, YouTube, Display, etc. Chris, do you know what Discover is?
Yeah, it's an old sunsetted campaign type that I believe it's some sunsetted now. It was kind of the original idea to Performance Max.
Yeah. So they're including that with the word Gmail and Maps. So it allows you to get in front of that same traffic. But Chris, I also think it allows you to get in front of traffic that is similar to that traffic that could still perform well. And the other thing to remember about Performance Max, Chris, is the word automation. And so they combine their automation technologies across bidding, that's automated bidding, budget, that's how they use your budget day in and day out, audiences, that's how they bid to different audiences, creatives, that's how they use your different ads and mix the responsive ad together with the pictures and the videos and all that.
Yeah.
attribution, where they want to give credit for the conversion that came in, whether it was the first keyword they clicked or whether it was them seeing your display ad and not clicking, but then doing a search and clicking and the display ad still gets some conversion credit. And then our favorite, Chris, and more.
And more.
And because we're experts in Google Ads, we are able to tell you about what that more automated technologies across the different channels is, and the extent that we can explain that is the word more spelled M-O-R-E.
Yeah, there we go.
Chris and I know absolutely nothing.
Yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that.
what they do automated or know about the audience or whatever, and how they mix it all together, it's inside the black box, and that black box has gotten bigger and stronger, and we're still not allowed in. So we don't really know, but Chris, to bring it back to what a Performance Max campaign is, and then we'll move on to the controls that you have. To bring it back to what it is, who cares if we don't know how it works or why it's working? Get your freaking conversion tracking correct. That's a lot easier now with the new Google tag. The best podcast in the world about Google Ads talked about it a couple weeks ago. And feed the system that data and then judge the results with that conversion tracking. And if it's working, Chris, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. If it's working, let it do its thing to complement your search campaign. So that is our introduction to what a Performance Max campaign is. I think a lot of people now are probably nervous about the control or lack of control. So why don't we discuss that?
Yeah. So Jason, when you and I first talked about Performance Max, this is the thing that I harped on the most before, you know, I'd really put much time into it. I think I had one or two Performance Max going. Now I have several, you know, quite a bit more. So this is the one thing I want to talk about because we have some experience here. You know, how much control do you have? And the fact is to use Google's phrase back at them, this is not a keyword-based search campaign. This is not a keyword-based anything. This is an audience-based campaign. It's based...
This is some weird stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll use that stuff word just because we're on a public podcast here. It would be funny if I said what I think. I mean, this is weird stuff, dude.
Yeah. There's nothing quite like what this is. They're using audiences, but really there's so many, and I think the best word to describe, there's so many signals involved beyond just the audience that it's not truly audience-based because it uses a lot of things. And we'll talk, but the main thing that I want to point out, whenever you set up an audience signal, okay, again, a word that's never been used by Google, audience signal. The word audiences, we know very well. We use that in search campaigns, display campaigns, YouTube campaigns, all over the place. But we do not use the word audience signal any other place. And what's interesting about this is they say Performance Max will use it as a starting point to find new conversions across Google. So not only do they say that, you know, it's an audience signal, so they kind of downplay the fact that it's your own special audience and you can define what it is. They say, oh yeah, cool. That's where we're starting. But eventually your audience will be melded into something different. It won't be recognizable in its original starting point.
And that's why the word more, the phrase more conversions needs to be associated with Performance Max. And that's why it can be a great complement to your search campaign because it allows you to get in front of people that aren't searching for your keywords when you're running and in your location, whatever, because it like you're saying, it's a starting point. And I love that they're doing this, Chris, because I always knew that they had the potential to have the kind of reach that a social media is social. I'm forgetting the term. It's so irrelevant. Is it social media?
I remember that. Was that back in the 80s they did that?
I think it's when we were young, but
yeah.
Social media, when the reach of social media, they knew so much about you, they could kind of put your ads in front of people that would want what you're selling before they even told the internet they wanted it. That was the power of social media when the targeting was better. And that worked for me for some time. That's since changed. I always knew that if Google could figure out how to do that, it would be so awesome to be able to do that all in one place along next to search. And I'm telling you, Chris, with the performance I'm seeing in some Performance Max campaigns, are doing that. So I love that it's about you feed the machine data and then they will find the right people and more people based on this. So Chris, audience signal, but then that leads to the question is what makes up the audience?
Yeah.
What are some things you can feed the Performance Max campaign that says, get me in front of these people, and these are the kind of people that I want you to learn from and find other people?
Yeah. So Google allows four different areas of building an audience. And Jason, you know, it can go very, very deep, and you can have more than one of these. So an audience that you build in Performance Max is not, you know, going to be just A, B, C. It might be A4-12 and CX-16. I mean, you can have all these different you can build lots of standard ones. Then you can have some really complex ones. And they're referred to as assets. You can build these assets that determine different asset groups. Okay, so it gets deeper and deeper. We're not going to go that deep, but basically,
yeah, not today.
When you choose an audience, you can choose based on four things. You can choose with how they interacted with your business. You can choose your own custom audience segments, which is a little deeper because that goes into not necessarily how they reacted with your website, but what they're doing on the internet, you know, what things they're looking at, what they search for, things like that.
Yeah.
Then we get into something more personal, demographics, you know, age, gender, stuff like that. And then we get into additional audience segments. And this is, a lot of people don't even know this exists, but it gets into detailed demographics about long-term life facts about the person, life events, so what they're interested in, what they're ready to buy.
AKA the kind of targeting that's traditionally used on social media.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it goes from, hey, they've been to your website, all the way down to they're ready to get married and they're ready to pick a venue. You know, I mean, there's some crazy stuff here.
Now, Chris, display campaigns, obviously run search, remarketing, I've run a ton of. I have not delved that deeply into pure display, as we call it, over the years, just because the budget was best used on remarketing and search. Now, this is taking some of the factors from display. Now, one of the things I always struggled with was overlapping different stuff, like interacting with your business, your remarketing list, and demographics and audience segments. In the old interface, it was a little confusing on when you set up a display campaign. Like, am I targeting both of these, or am I targeting when they both have to be in there to call someone? I'm not sure yet, because I'm still getting used to the interface with Performance Max. But my understanding is that if you put in a remarketing audience and then you put in a detailed demographic, you're not running Performance Max to only people on your remarketing audience who are also in the market for whatever. You're training the machine to say, hey, I want to target people that are like my remarketing list, but I also want to target people that are in the market for this. And I also want to target people that are this demo. And I also want to target people that have searched these kind of keywords recently. And Google, you're going to target people who search those keywords. You're going to target people who are in that market, but you're also going to take this blend that I'm giving you to then find the right people and other people. Is that how you understand it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think you're making a good point here, because when you build a display campaign, you can choose, I want to target this person,
which I'm not sure if I'll ever do again with Performance Max.
Well,
other than remarketing.
Yeah. But so you can choose.
It said to compliment search, buddy. It didn't say to compliment display.
It takes over display. Yeah, that's true. When you build a display campaign, you can choose to say, I want audience A to be only people who have interacted with my website. Then I can have audience B that are people that are interested in sporting goods in general. And then audience C might be people who have who are literally searching for compound bows, you know, to buy for hunting season, something like that. So you can have
keyword-based display ad group.
Yeah, keyword-based display. So you can have these different levels. In a Performance Max, you can throw all three of those into one asset. And it just takes it that learns. And it runs learns. With it. And remember, that's its starting point.
Yeah.
That's not where it ends up. That's the starting point.
Now, this leads to, you know, how much control do you have? I really think the control is, and the skill that comes with Performance Max, and how you were saying at the beginning of the show, humans, people are still people, and a lot of people are still going to mess this up.
Yeah.
What you can control is what inputs you put into the machine. You got to separate yourself from thinking you can control the machine or thinking you're going to understand what the machine is doing and focus on the only thing that you can control, which is what you feed the machine. And that's where you can kind of play around with things. So you might have a asset group or whatever an ad group like thing is called inside of Performance Max. You might have one where you experiment with feeding the machine a customer list, a list of people who are subscribed to you by email, along with a list of keywords you like, and see how that performs. You might try everything you can throw at it and see if that does better. I think the one thing I would say, Chris, my approach to Performance Max so far is to be thoughtful in the way I'm training the system and not throwing too much at it in terms of different themes or different types of audiences. But when I've narrowed down a theme or audience, giving it as many tools to work with as possible. So as long as I'm comfortable with these different audience signals are on point with the theme I'm trying to train it on, I'll give it as much as I can, as much interacted with my business remarketing emails as I can, as much audience segment stuff like keywords and search terms, as much demographics as I want, and then as much additional audience segments, the life events and all that kind of stuff. Does that make sense in terms of being thoughtful about the theme you're training the machine on and then feeding it as much that matches that theme? Do you like that?
Yeah, I agree. I'm still learning exactly,
But the thing is, every time I look into your eyes, Chris, I still learn more and more about you.
Oh.
As a person, as a human,
I see where
as
you're
a
going.
Human being.
I see where you're going.
And I can't help myself right now. I know we were going to keep talking about these audience signals. I have got to look into your eyes right now. I have got to get the audience out of here. I have got to put the music on and dance with you and see what else I can learn from you as a person. And so let's take a music break, and we'll be back after this break to talk about Opteo and how Performance Max campaigns work with search campaigns.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We are going to jump back into Performance Max, but I want to tell you, you need help. You need help. You know, this is an intervention. Your Google Ads is in trouble. There are issues in your Google Ads accounts, and you need a system of organization. You need a system of accountability, and Opteo is the Google Ads accountability software. It helps you to be accountable for things that you have missed. You're smart. You're doing great, but you need someone to look over your shoulder. You need a system that can alert you, hey, something's wrong with this ad, or hey, something's wrong with your URL, or oh, you're overspending, oh, you're underspending, your KPIs are off, you know, this month, and you need to fix here and here. These are things no one's going to alert you about. There is no system in Google Ads that's really going to tell you that. Opteo is the only priority-based system to help you make those decisions and bring it to your attention. You can try the whole system for free at opteo.com/PSP. The link is in the description. And now, let's get back to Performance Max.
Okay, thanks, Chris. So let's, we're going to talk about how Performance Max works with search campaigns, like literally when you're running a search campaign next to a Performance Max campaign. But before that, Chris, we jumped over something, which is I thought the word was assets, the assets that you feed the Performance Max. Yes. I think I'm right about that.
You're right.
But there's basically two aspects to Performance Max. There's the audience group that we talked about in the earlier part of the show, and that's where you define the audience signals to train the machine on who you want to get in front of, but you get in front of them with something. And that stuff you get in front of them with are the assets that you feed the machine. And Chris, what I'm seeing here is basically you have what would be traditional stuff that goes inside of responsive search ads. So like long headlines, descriptions, headlines. And then you've got the text ad aspect of it. You've got the image aspect of it where you put in logos and put in images. And then the one thing that's different here is you have the videos as well. So you can show on YouTube and in the responsive display, it says show video sometimes. So you feed these assets into your asset group. And this is essentially your ad copy, if you will. Chris, the one thing I would say is the more you use, the better. Make sure that stuff is on theme, but the more you use, the better. If you don't have a video, you're not going to be able to run YouTube ads or it ads on videos one. On YouTube.
It creates one for you. Do you know that?
Are you serious?
I'm serious. It How does like do a that? It does like a slideshow, you know. It'll take your products and put like some. Wow. I don't know what kind of music. I don't know if it puts music or what it does, but it creates like a video for you using your assets.
Ooh, I wish I was a Google shareholder. Oh wait, I am, because what that means for YouTube is now all of a sudden the people who are running video ads with videos, there's all of a sudden a more competitive aspect to it. And there's a lot more advertisers that can run YouTube ads even without videos because it'll make a video for you. So that's interesting. And you also put in a final URL, a page you're taking to. Now, I might be wrong here, Chris. I thought there was, maybe I'm thinking of something else, but I thought there was something where maybe it's a dynamic ad group, but you're telling it to, you could tell it to take the user to the most relevant page on your overall domain. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I'm not sure if that's Performance Max or something else. I'll have to look into that.
Yeah, that I think you're, well, now I'm confused too.
Wouldn't that be nice? Doesn't that go on brand with
I think that's a shopping Performance Max.
Okay.
When you're using a maybe data feed, I believe.
But what I want to convey there originally was that, hey, you know, you're still getting an ad in front of people on Google properties, and when it still costs per click in a sense, like people still, or pay per click, people are still clicking on ads, and you want to be thoughtful about the landing page or page on your website that you use, and you put it in that final URL. So I just wanted to take a minute and talk about the other side of Performance Max besides the targeting, which are the assets that make up all formats of ads.
Good point.
So with that said, Chris, let's get into how, what does running a Performance Max campaign look like next to a search campaign?
Yeah. So this is what we had talked about when we said, you know, it's a, Performance Max is a good complement to a keyword-based search campaign. So the question is, how does it affect it? And we've got interesting notes here that we're going to read you. So you provide certain inputs like audience signals and things like that. So that's what you put in. Now, what Google does is it chooses keywords that represent what you've put in. You know, it looks at that data and chooses keywords. So the question is, how?
Hold on. What you're saying, which I think a lot of people aren't understanding, because we're talking about we're talking about display, we're talking about YouTube, Gmail ads, Map ads, Performance Max ads can also show as search ads on traditional Google.com searches.
Yep. Yeah. So you can set up a Performance Max campaign and literally a text ad at the top of Google could show up. You did
just
not
like
choose
a search
keyword.
Campaign.
Yeah, just like it would look no different. It would not have a video in it.
That is deep. If you chose not to add, and we'll get the exact term here, if you choose not to add a custom audience segment, you could set up a Performance Max with just how they interacted with your business and just an additional audience segment like in the market for whatever. And then all of a sudden you're running search ads as part of your Performance Max where people are typing in keywords and maybe you didn't even put that in your Performance Max. That's deep.
Yeah. So you would choose to.
Oh, Chris, hold on. I'm sorry, but this is very deep. There are some industries that it's very difficult and stressful, and it's taken years off of my life to come up with search keywords for their industry because people aren't exactly searching for it, or they're searching for the only keywords you can come up with are low volume. And then all of a sudden you get hit with low volume status and you're not able to run search ads and you don't want to throw in a bunch of broad keywords. And now you can go from the other direction and come in the back door, if you will, and say, no, I'm going to show you what my business is about and Google you choose. Don't let me put in a bunch of stupid broad keywords or let broad keywords get in the way of this relationship. Let me just tell you what my business is and you can put me on the right kind of keywords. That's powerful for certain types of businesses out there, Chris.
Definitely.
That aren't searched for. But I know when people are searching for straight up Google ad studs that still got it in their 40s, those kind of keywords, we know they're searching for that. And of course you're there. So I'll step back now.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. So Performance Max search campaign, they're running together. The Performance Max, as Jason eloquently said, can run text ads on google.com. So you also have a search campaign that has specific keywords and text ads that you've written very carefully, maybe exact match. So the question is, how do those two interact? And here's what it says. If the user's query, so I don't like query. I'm going to say search. If the user's search is identical to an eligible search keyword of any match type in your account, the search campaign will be prioritized over Performance Max. So there it is right there. So if the person's, this is important what they say. That's why I'm going through the word by word here. If the user's query is identical, so that means if you have plumber near me as a keyword and they put plumber near.
No, Chris. They put plumbers near me.
Right.
I that's how I'm reading it.
Plumbers. Yeah. Okay. Good point. Let's be even more specific. Plumbers near me and you have plumber near me.
We could be wrong about that. It depends on how they define identical.
It says right there. I mean, identical is identical. Yeah. I'm gonna interpret it like the word.
I'm gonna interpret it that way as well.
Yeah.
And identical. So
that means that the priority would then go to Performance Max because you had plumber near me and they searched plumbers near me. So the priority would go to Performance Max because it is not the same identical. Identical is important because when they say identical, that means that the words have to be the same, not any of this close variant stuff. If you're used to search campaigns, you know that there's close variants. There can be phrase match, you know. But if they say if your keyword is hire a plumber and they typed hire a plumber near me, then that's not identical. So your search campaign would lose its prioritization of that search.
But if they did search, what was the term? Say the term was plumber near me. If that was the keyword, if that's the keyword you have, if they did search plumber near me, that identical keyword that you have, then the search campaign will be the one that goes to auction as opposed to the and show as opposed to the Performance Max. It's also interesting that they say of any match type.
Any match type, right.
So if you're running even if you're running a broad keyword, as long as the search is identical, your search campaign is the one that will represent and go to auction, will represent your account and show up on search.
So let's talk about when it's not identical, when you do not have those exact keywords. So you might say, oh my gosh, I need to have about 3,000 keywords in my account because I could be losing all these to my Performance Max. Hold on, there's good news. Google, and I think this is really important because this would keep people from freaking out and saying, you know, you might read in blogs, oh, if you're running Performance Max, you need to have all the iterations of your
cannibalization. Yeah, you can
have
a,
so that's not the case. If you have a Performance Max in a search campaign and someone does something and it's not identical to your search campaign, it's still going to give focus. It's going to give, I'll just read it. If the query is not identical to an eligible search keyword, the campaign or ad with the highest ad rank will be selected. Okay, so if you're not familiar with ad rank, that essentially is just a complicated formula for who has the highest bid. We'll just leave it at that. Whoever has the highest bid.
Bid times quality score.
Yeah.
Bid times relevancy.
That's going to be your determining factor. So your Performance Max, if it has a better relevancy score, ad rank, then it may show over your search campaign. So if you're concerned about that, if you're concerned about Performance Max outperforming or getting more of the search volume, up the bids.
Bid more.
In your search campaign.
Higher conversion targets that you're willing to pay more for or higher manual bids. That's essentially, or take the lid off of your max clicks bid cap or raise the lid. That's, you have to raise your bids if you're worried about that.
Yeah. That's it. Good point. So that's simple. Simple enough. You know, I'm glad that they laid that out because that is, I think that's important. And that would have been, cannibalization would have been the number one thing on everybody's lips. You know, just cannibalization.
I think people could argue it should be the other way around or this way around or that way around. I really don't care. I'm more concerned and like you, that they laid it out for us.
So
there's no mystery. We don't have to wonder about it. And then that could lead to a lot of bad decisions. But a good decision that you're all making is listening to the show and listening to the show all the way to the end. We appreciate it. We've been here since 2014 and we'll be here since 2114.
Wow.
Still doing the pod, Chris. Still doing the pod.
I'm going to be pretty tired then. It's going to be a short show. I'll tell you that.
Short show, and we won't be saying much because we'll be talking really slow.
Yeah.
But get us while we're young and still capable. Thank you for listening to the show. Please leave us a review. That helps a lot. And then, yeah, Chris, go ahead.
Jason will start reading them.
We got a good backlog.
Leave some reviews and make them creative.
And let us know how your performance max is doing.
Yeah, and we'll read them. I want to start reading them again.
So, Chris, I'm at RothmanPPC.com for Google Ads Consulting and Management. And I am only the man I am today because I met the great Chris Schaefer. And where can people meet you, Chris?
Thank you. That's very nice of you, Jason. Well, you can find me at my namesake, ChrisSchaefer.com. I'm the one and only, and I have the domain to prove it. If you want one-on-one help, or if you want someone to manage your campaign, or you want my weekly training videos that I produce that are very popular, all available at ChrisSchaefer.com. And Jason, as promised, tell you the little story. My wife has had two or three days of just like really bad sleep. You ever had just like, not chronic, but just like a couple bouts of insomnia where you just can't sleep for like hours on end and you're panicking about it. You're like, oh my gosh, I need to sleep. I'm tired, but I can't sleep. You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough when it happens.
Yeah. Because it gets worse.
Very rough. Yeah.
Because this is my second night for it to happen. I need to sleep. So you're panicked about sleeping, and that's not a good formula for sleeping, you know? So she's had that for a couple nights. Wow. And she needs her sleep. I sleep a lot less than her. She needs a lot of sleep. That's just the way she works. So she had a really rough day today because she'd come off of several bad days of that. And this morning, you know, just rough morning. She was just a little snappy. Kids are still out of school right now. She's end of summer, exhausted, you know, holding the weight of the family on her shoulders, you know, as it goes. Meanwhile, I'm just holding the weight of my keyboard, you know, it's pretty much all I do. And she having a rough time. Unbeknownst to her, I leave early because I leave to go to CrossFit, you know, mid morning. And she goes there too. We both go there and work out together with our CrossFit group. And I leave early and I go and buy her this massive bouquet of flowers.
Wow.
With a beautiful vase. I spent a lot of money, Jason. A lot of money. Top dollar. You know, some would say the greatest flowers you've ever seen. Some people have said that. And when she gets there, I have it setting like on the table at the front of the CrossFit box.
CrossFit. Wow.
CrossFit. Because she loves to get flowers in front of people, you know, it's like one thing to hand, you know, just like, here's some flowers. Oh, yeah, thanks. Yeah. But when it's in front of people, you know, she's like, oh, you know, she gets to see people get to see her completely changed. You saw her today, as you said, great mood, happy again, just turned a corner.
Wow.
And there's just gifts.
Good advice.
Good gifts in front of people. Special thing, you know, makes her kind of the spotlight. Girls like that. Girls like to be the spotlight. All right. You know,
I'll take that and run with it. That's good advice, sir.
Yeah,
I hope tonight goes better as well. Maybe.
Have
a good night.
Sounds like you might have some personal experience with insomnia.
Her?
Just no. I don't know about that. I'm just saying personal experience, just based on your face with that insomnia thing.
No, honestly, I was just trying to be yes and have a good. But I've never had that issue. Thank God.
That's excellent. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
My issue is I don't sleep enough because I don't get to bed on time.
Oh, I know that. Yeah. Your freaking emails at 2 in the morning that you send me.
No. Scheduled for 8 a.m. That's just a signal that
so I don't know. Too late.
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, funny. No, I'm with her in bed. I'm with her when we sleep. That came out wrong.
Again. Yeah.
I'm like her in the sense that I need a lot of sleep as well. So we better go, Chris. But thanks, thanks for sharing that advice. And
there you go.
I'll pocket that one. That's good advice. So I appreciate that.